USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Clearly eager to reopen the U.S. economy, President Trump says he'll soon be speaking with governors of all 50 states on his plans to do so. The president saying there will be differences from state to state.
Actually, there are over 20 that are in extremely good shape, and we think we're going to be able to get them open fairly quickly, and then others will follow.
The UN is knocking President Trump's decision to halt funding to the World Health Organization. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres saying funding for the WHO should not be cut, especially while the world is fending off coronavirus. This might be a good time to check your bank account. The Treasury Department says $1,200 coronavirus stimulus payments are going to be hitting accounts of more than 80 million people starting today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by the College Board. The unprecedented spread of the coronavirus has closed schools across the country, some for the rest of the year. So what about the millions of high school students who have been working hard to earn college credits by taking advanced placement classes? The College Board has unveiled virtual supports for students, including free, live, and on-demand AP review lessons on YouTube and the first-ever online AP exams. Students can take the AP exam at home, on a device of their choice, in a safe, comfortable environment. Trevor Packer is the Senior Vice President for Advanced Placement and Instruction at the College Board.
We've surveyed AP students nationwide, and the vast majority want to take the exam. That's why we've set up a process that's simple, secure, and accessible. We want to make sure that every student has the chance to earn the college credit they've been working so hard for.
The 45-minute online exams will be given from May 11th through May 22nd. Makeup test dates will also be available. To learn more, visit cb.org.
Oprah Winfrey sounding an alarm about the seriousness of coronavirus and its disproportionate effects on the African-American community. In the latest installment of her Oprah Talks COVID-19 series, Winfrey spoke with Hoda Kotb of NBC's Today Show about the impact of the illness on the black community, drawing attention to those suffering from pre-existing conditions.
If you are taking medication, I think it's important for African-American, we need to understand for ourselves that this is so serious. It's taking us out.
The April 15th tax deadline would normally hit today, but it's been extended for 3 months because of the coronavirus pandemic. But a new Harris poll out today finds only 43% of people surveyed are taking advantage of the extension and waiting until July to file their tax returns. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I attribute your product to keeping me cold-free. I've been on it for at least 2 years. I have not had a cold since, nor have I ever had flu, and my health is good. So I attribute that to my good health. The product is excellent.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
As the restaurant business struggles during the coronavirus pandemic, many are trying to figure out how they'll operate when the country reopens. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
As stay-at-home and social distancing orders across the United States have slowed the spread of the coronavirus, they've put restaurant dining on hold, forcing many to close and leaving others barely surviving. Restaurant Impossible host Chef Robert Irvine tells Fox News some of the things restaurants can do to prepare and what we can expect as a new normal when it comes to restaurants after things are opened back up for business.
Well, I think, first of all, if you've got a big restaurant, you're going to fill a third of that. If you've got a small restaurant, you're probably going to fill half of it. The biggest problem we're going to face right now is consumer confidence, number one. And number two is having to redirect all our thought process into what was is gone and what is new is brand new. You know, new menus, new social distancing rules. What do we do in the kitchen to make the consumer feel comfortable? Is it masks? Obviously, it's masks. We already wear gloves. Are we allowing people into the kitchen? Good question. Do they want to see that you're doing things safely? Yes, they do.
You don't have to wait for the top of the hour. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.